It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
On Saturday, roughly 20,000 marched in the pro-Palestine rally, the March for Humanity, with protesters walking from Altea Square to Victoria Park in Auckland's CBD. For our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court, we discuss this rally and what protesters are calling on the government for regarding their response to Israel's war on Gaza, as the death toll in Gaza reaches over 64,000, according to Gaza's Ministry of Health. As well as this, Regulations Minister and ACT Party leader David Seymour has not ruled out changes to the labelling of alcohol, nicotine and tobacco products. However, firstly, we discuss the March for Humanity rally. We've seen a plethora of similar rallies occur across the nation during Israel's war on Gaza. What does this say to how the government is responding to the situation?
Well, I first want to acknowledge the terrible scenes that we've all seen in Gaza, and that civilians caught in a crossfire is always awful in war. This is a war that Hamas started on the 7th of October, nearly 2 years ago in 2023, attacking sleeping families in their rural communities. The Nova Festival massacre, they took hundreds of hostages, including bodies of young women that abused, back to Gaza, while civilians came out in the street in Gaza cheering for Hamas. A scene that was absolutely shocking to me, and repeated in many Western countries as well at the same time. So I guess the test for those who attended the protest in support of River to the Sea and Globalise the Intifada and Palestine Will Be Free and sanctions on Israel, and that includes Labour and Green politicians who attended, is what do they actually think this means and what do they want? Because Gaza was free and under Hamas exclusive control for nearly 20 years before the 7th of October, and they turned it into a terrorist hellhole where anyone who spoke up was murdered in most horrible ways, including people who are accused of being gay. So, you know, that's my response to the protests, and I think, you know, most conscious, empathetic Kiwis would feel the same way.
Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson, who was at the rally, said the pro-Palestinian protesters showed leadership where the government has not. Is this true? How has the government shown leadership regarding their response to Israel's war in Gaza?
Well, what the government has done is sent tens of millions of dollars of aid to be distributed to civilians in Gaza, and, you know, watching very carefully to make sure that doesn't fall into the hands of Hamas. What we've also done is made it very clear to the Israeli government that some of their members who are making divisive and inflammatory statements about Palestinian lands, places where Palestinians live, are unacceptable, and those individuals have been sanctioned by the government. But I just want to reflect on the protest. And for those people going back to work this morning or going to class and feeling proud about the weekend flag waving, I need to remind you that most New Zealanders, including your fellow students and your workmates, don't share some of the worldviews that have been adopted by people in the protest. Because in the end, this war, no matter how much we might be concerned about civilian suffering, is going to end like all wars do, when the combatants are so exhausted they can't go on, or one side's victorious over their enemy. And the only question we should really be asking is, will Hamas give up the hostages and lay down their weapons first to spare civilians before they lose the war?
Protesters called on the government to sanction Israel, called for an unconditional ceasefire, an urgent end to Israel's blockade, and the reinstatement of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency to allow aid into the besieged Gaza Strip. Are any of these demands the government would want to work towards?
Well, calls for sanctions on Israel don't really stand up to any rational analysis of the conflict, because it is a complex and awful situation. But at the moment, you know, Hamas leaders in Gaza are trying to sneak out. At least four senior Hamas officials have left Gaza via Israel for third-party countries in the past few weeks. They're giving up the locations of hostages' bodies. No doubt they're telling the Israelis where to find Hamas leadership. But outside Gaza, Hamas leadership is telling Palestinians to stay in harm's way. It's just a truly awful situation. But for New Zealand to jump on the sanctions bandwagon that these protesters and even some, you know, Green and Labour politicians are calling for would undermine the long-term safety, the long-term security of similar small democracies like Ukraine, like Taiwan, and of course, in the end, the security of our own nation, New Zealand, because democracies like ours have no choice. We can't accept what Hamas did on October 7 without making sure it never happens to them again.
On to our next topic. Regulations Minister and ACT Party leader David Seymour has not ruled out potential label changes on alcohol, tobacco and nicotine products. Seymour says the removal of labels altogether was not on the cards, but has not ruled out the nature of these labels, such as using the colour red to warn of the dangers of a fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, or FASD. Why would the Regulations Minister not rule out these changes? Why is the colour of warning labels on the cards?
Well, because in the food, alcohol, beverage industry and others, there are 30 different codes, standards and regulations that dictate what information must be shown on a label and how it must be shown. A lot of these products are manufactured for export markets as well, but they have to comply with New Zealand conditions and then have an over sticker put on them or a separate label. So it's really about just making it easier for New Zealand manufacturers and suppliers to meet their obligations around making sure people understand what products are safe and what the risks are, but also just make it much easier to comply. And I just want to make it clear, the reason that no decisions have been made on alcohol. The reason that we're not ruling out any changes to alcohol or tobacco labelling is because no decisions have been taken. So, look, it's all in the mix. But I think you made a point about fecal alcohol syndrome. It's an awful, awful condition imposed by parents when they drink while pregnant. It does massive harm to unborn children. And there must be a far more effective way to address that risk than simply the colour or the words on a label, because if fetal alcohol syndrome is continuing to be a problem, then clearly the labels we have now, no matter how well-intentioned, just aren't working.
We'll touch on that point in a sec, but firstly, Alcohol Health Watch Executive Director Andrew Galloway says the colour of the label was implemented by Food Standards Australia and New Zealand following research into what is effective when it comes to labelling. He adds that Seymour is putting profit over public health. Is this true? Is the minister going against the evidence here?
Well, look, if a craft brewery can provide a warning that is more eye-catching and gets the message across in a better way, why wouldn't we allow that? And we don't need to have rules that add costs for no benefits. And the fact that some health bureaucrats in Australia and New Zealand probably spent millions of dollars having endless committee meetings to work out what colour things should be, it's clearly not working. So I think we need to trust people who are experts in making sure that the customers know what the products do and how they should be used and what the risks are, because ultimately, as the manufacturers, they are responsible.
If the party then doesn't believe that the colour of the label is effective in warning people of the harms of FASD, for example, what would be a better approach to emphasise the dangers of consuming alcohol, nicotine and tobacco products?
Well, as I pointed out, I can't confirm what changes might be made because there's a sector review into product labelling, and you know, that means that Alcohol Health Watch or whichever groups think they have some good suggestions can contribute to the review. No decisions have yet been taken, but what we do know is that people respond to different forms of communication, and you know, a single colour or a colour chart dreamed up by health bureaucrats isn't necessarily going to be the only way to reach people.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Court on this past weekend's March for Humanity pro-Palestine rally, and David Seymour not ruling out changes to the labelling on alcohol, tobacco and nicotine products.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.